It's time to empower your health. This is the Delirious Cure with Johnny Delirious. Johnny is virus-free for over 15 years to date and found effective therapies not commonly known. Now, he'll bring you the experts, doctors, and PhDs with that valuable information to help you stay healthy. Here's your host, Johnny Delirious.
Hello, everybody. This is Johnny. We have a wonderful show today. We have Antika Libby, the Trauma Transformer, with us, and also Kristen Plannings, the Intuitive Heart Healer. I just think this is going to be the most wonderful show. It's all about the art of happiness, transforming struggle into triumph. So I'm so excited because we're all gearing up for the summit that's coming up next week in this first part of February. So Antika and Kristen, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much. This is Antika, and I'm so happy to be here. It's such a wonderful gift that you've given us, and I hope that we get to really embrace your audience and that they feel our hug.
It's Kristen? Wonderful to have you, and Kristen, let us know about you. I think you're coming in. Let's try it one more time.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. This is Kristen. I just want to say hi to everybody, and thanks so much for joining in to participate today in what we have planned for you. So welcome.
Excellent. I'm just going to give the show to you because I want to hear about trauma transformers and the intuitive heart healing. I need plenty of that. So I'm going to shut up and let you guys take it away.
Well, we have a really special, special gift for you today, and it's really an experience that we would like to invite you on, and this is Antika, and I'm going to lead for today, and Kristen is really going to hold the space for you as an audience member and for me to really lead and help you reach a new level of peace, of calm, and ease in your life. And I just want to introduce a little bit about what we're going to do and let you feed into it as much as you'd like to. Kristen and I have been studying the art to happiness for many years, and both of us have online programs through yourownuniversity.org is where I am, and Kristen is at theintuitivehearthealer.com. And there we help our private clients and our online community transform their struggles into lasting joys through our own techniques. And over the last couple months, we have 6 months, we've really joined together to bring our missions to the world and to help you transform your struggles and your traumas and your challenges into joy with a free online course, a telesummit called The Art to Happiness that Johnny has been a part of, and has been highlighted. So you can join him there. And Johnny, you'll have a link to the Art to Happiness so people can get the free training, right?
Absolutely. I'll put it on with the show. When people come in, they can click on the link and get right to the summit.
Excellent. So you can sign up there. You can get all of it for free. And we're just going to lead you through an experience of letting go of some of the excess energy that we hold that eats away at us, that stops us from living our true happiness today. And we're going to focus on breaking the subconscious patterns that hold us back and keep us trapped in repeating negative patterns, sabotaging behaviors, and negative self-talk. And when you do this, you can literally transform struggles in an instant. For myself, I have had tremendous abuse in my life that left me very, very angry and rebellious. And I don't think that there's much that I haven't done in the form of acting out. And some things more dangerous and more destructive than others. I've also healed myself from cancer. and hormonal imbalances. And when I was 13, I OD'd on Tylenol to get myself out of the situation and killed 3/4 of my liver. And so I've experienced a little bit of the rebuilding of the liver. And I know, Johnny, you work with hepatitis and a lot of hepatitis people that are struggling with it or have it or recovering from it are in your community. So I would really like to focus on the liver and healing the liver today. The liver is an organ that I've learned from Louise Hay and many other scientists and doctors that have studied emotions and liver that really holds in and tries to process not only the gunk that comes through our foods and alcohol and drugs and all of that, but also the gunk that comes through our emotions and our emotional state. And anger is one of the main things that the liver tries to process and holds on to. So, for me, I know I had to process a lot of frustration and beating myself up and work through a lot of my own rage and anger issues from growing up in an abusive household and relearning the programs and patterns around that. And as I did, I had my whole system tested, from my thyroid to my liver to my pancreas, my adrenals, the whole bit that failed on me, and they've regenerated. And I know, Johnny, you have had real great success overcoming your own hepatitis by really tapping into happiness and the emotion of happiness. And that's really the opposite. Joy is the opposite emotion on the vibrational scale from rage and anger. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't realize growing up just how much anger I had, and I think really it participated probably in my liver illness. And so when I reverse that, I'm just on pins and needles to hear what you have to say today, because I know it would be so valuable.
Well, awesome. Kristen and I have learned. Go ahead.
I just wanted to chime in here, too. From my own background as an Oriental medical practitioner in training, is that what you're saying, and Johnny, as you've also just acknowledged that, you know, you had a lot of anger, and that it really is from a professional Oriental standpoint, you know, the liver processes anger, yes, just like you said, Louise Hayes said. That is so true. And just by connecting, you know, our health, our emotions to our physical health, by just embracing that awareness, it can play such a pivotal role in your wellness recovery process. So I'm just so excited to hear you lead our audience through this mind-body-emotion connection, because it's right in alignment with my professional training as well. So thank you.
So I want to start off with thank you. By saying thank you. I want to start off by really explaining a little bit about what I'm going to do with you today in the space that we're going to hold and give you some options. And like we've said, Louise Hay is a fantastic author, and she has done a lot of studies. And I just looked up hepatitis. Her book just jumped off the screen at me, and it says, resistance to change, fear, anger, hatred. Liver is the seat of anger and rage. So we just discussed this on a scientific terms. And her affirmation that she uses is, my mind is cleansed and free. I leave the past and move into the new. All is well. So I want you to just take a moment and close your eyes for the audience, and you guys can do it too with me. And we're just going to feel, just sense the difference in emotions, because as we've learned, everything is energy. Even the trees outside, even your bone structure, your your mass. It's energy. It's just slowed down to move at a slower rate that creates mass. So everything is energy. And when you know that, you can work with the energies around it. And I just want you to feel the difference between the two statements that Louise Hay said. So the first is resistance to change, fear, anger, hatred. Liver is the seat of anger and rage. Do you sense that heaviness, the hopelessness, that And then let's listen to the next. So put your whole sense into this. The mind is cleansed and free. My mind is cleansed and free. I leave the past and move into the new. All is well. Do you see how that lightens up the energy around? Words are power. Where you put your brain is power. Where you put your thoughts is power. And they might slip into old habits, and that's really what we're going to help release the chains, release the binds around. So you can set your intentions, your beliefs on new things and open to new possibilities in your life. There are common threads and facets to trauma and struggle and challenge. And what we're going to do today is really just focus on this one thread, the thread of anger and rage, and repeatedly doing the two things that you can do with it. For myself, I would explode on people. Somebody would say I plugged in a light bulb wrong or something. Literally, one time, I was running my yoga studio, and a teacher said that I didn't plug in something. I can't remember what it was. I didn't plug it in, and I swear that I did. And in front of everybody, I just lost it. This is like 6 years ago. And that was kind of how I handled rejection or handled questioning in my life at that time. And with the work that I'm going to share with you now, I have, you know, really changed. I mean, I have changed tremendously. And now there's this piece of yes, reflecting and looking in the space around that. So my reaction is no longer of instant rage and reactivity. The other way is to stuff it and say, I'm not angry, and stuff it down and negative self-talk and hide in your cave. Both are destructive to your body and to your systems, because both ways you're holding on to it and expressing it, not of love, but expressing it in a way that is damaging, because everything is energy. So what I'm going to do is walk you through a transformational experience to help you release the negative blocks and just let go of this reactivity a little bit and find a new tools to really start embracing yourself while still acknowledging, accepting, and honoring how you feel. Because it's okay to be upset and angry. At times, it's very valid. And I think you had something to say, Kristen.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to describe a little bit about what it looks like physically when you stuff your anger instead of unleashing it. Even if, you know, you were talking about, you know, lashing out, that's the extroverted way. But when we stuff it, it tends to look like depression. So if you're depressed, very often the root cause of that is suppressed anger. So that's all I wanted to add.
Fantastic. Yeah. So we're going to just move that energy a little bit. I'm going to teach you, I'm going to walk you through a meditation, and because this is recorded and it's yours, I want you to really just do it over and over and over again. I want to invite you to start, you know, whenever you think about it, to just calm yourself and go into this practice. And then I'm going to lead you through an experience that I will really utilize the path of surrender with a statement around energy that has been gifted to me by Source, by God, whatever you want to call that energy that is love and enlightenment and light and freedom. And With that, on all levels, layers, and depths of your being, this energy just transforms instantaneously things in your life. So you'll be able to notice instant transformation. And when I say instant, I searched for nearly 20 years working through different modalities and learning different techniques in order to really be able to embrace this. And this year, this time, right now, is when we can move at this light speed, this quantum speed. And science is moving at this speed, medicine is moving at this speed, and energy transformation, these blocks, the negative habits, can really transform if you allow them to at this lightning speed. There's two ways that you can really take advantage of this. One is, I'm going to ask you if I can tap into your energy. And you can just let me be a conduit to let this pass through you straight to source and be totally resolved, dissolved, and transformed. The other way is to do it yourself and just see it going to source. Either way, I'm just a witness and just here to just acknowledge you for being present enough with yourself to listen to this full call, for being brave enough to listen to this full call and let it go, and for trusting yourself and the source and love enough to try something new. So for that, before we even get started, I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to be with you in this space. It doesn't matter if you're listening to it today or if you're listening to this 10 years from now. So it's still going to hold just as much power. This energy is infused with love, and Kristen's holding it, and Johnny's holding it, and we're holding you up in this like basket of divinity. And that's our intention for you. And with that, I want to invite you to sit back, and if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Just listen and let this flow through you. If you're able to, though, close your eyes, get in a comfortable seated position, and just begin to focus on your breath. I work with the Trinity of your physical presence, the gift that is everything measurable within you and around you, your energetic presence, all of your thought waves, your emotions, your spirit, your aura, all of that that is in and around you, and your relationship with Source, that divine guidance system that you tap into. So we're going to take one breath for each of those and just get as clear and present with yourself and everything that's going around and within you around these three areas of your life. So first breath, let's just think about your physical body. However you feel, there's no right or wrong, just notice. And inhale through your nose again. Just notice your emotions, your aura. Where does your energy stop? And the third breath, ask your guidance system, your divine relationship, God, Source, to come in and be completely aware, holding this space for love, light. And I want to invite you to see this light. Maybe it's in front of you, maybe it's above you. And see this light reach all the way up. If it's close to your head, close to your heart, see it reach all the way up out of this earth, beyond the moon, right to the center of the cosmos, where really creation begins, where the expansion, that root of expansion, the always expanding universe that we're in. And just, it might be a part of your imagination at this point, and imagination is fantastic for this. So just allow yourself to imagine like a child would. And then see this line of beautiful light energy come right back to you and maybe enter through your heart or your crown. just expand out. I'm going to start at the crown. So if it comes through your heart, just invite it to come to your brain. And you have 7 energy centers through your body in the yogic tradition and in reality. They're called the chakras. And the first is the crown chakra, and we're just going to ask this light to infuse, open, and cleanse. So you have complete awareness, bringing this light through your third eye, asking for total hearing, seeing and sensing of your truth, your divine health, your spirit, and then coming down through your voice. I'm going to just spend some time here letting this light, this divine grace, infuse your voice. All the words that you have spoken that might have caused others pain when you were in such pain. All the yelling and the rage. All the feelings of over-exploding like a volcano. Just kind of let these things clear out, and you can visualize this light literally like transforming them, like burning them up like the sun. All the times where you haven't spoken up, haven't loved yourself, have let people walk all over you, where you felt rage inside but haven't voiced it because you felt judged or scared of being wrong or scared to explode. Just let that all just infuse. Let this light dissolve, resolve, and transform this right back to source, right back to love. We're not going to beat around the bush here. We're just going to let it go right back. All the negativity just be dissolved. And then bring this awareness into your heart. All the sadness. Just ask this light to fill it with light, infuse it, instantly transforming it. And then through your belly. This is really your sense of self. This is where your liver is too. So any place where you've denied yourself, denied knowing yourself, felt bad about yourself, felt guilty for being you, just allow this light to diffuse that, giving new space for you to love and honor who you are. Even the angry parts of yourself, even the seemingly ugly parts of yourself. In those ugly pieces, in those dark, dim pieces, is really gems, gold and precious gems. They're just beautiful rays of light for you to shine forth, to add more compassion, understanding. Ask for this compassion, understanding for yourself to come. Gift that through your source, through self here. Running this experience down through your second chakra, which is your creativity, your sexuality, your birthing, really, your ideas, any place where you haven't acted on your gifts, any place where you felt held back by society, by your family and their beliefs, just let this light just infuse this area of your body. And then running down through your base chakra, down through your legs, your inner thighs, allowing this energy to really tap into society. What group of society have you tapped into? Have you decided to what I consider kind of plug into, like an extension cord? If this plug-in hasn't served your highest purpose, if it's making you sick and you're willing to let it transform now, just visualize yourself unplugging from this negative group or groups in society, cultural society, cultural truths. They're not serving you any longer. And you know better but haven't known how to get away from, just unplug from them right now and ask any residual ties to dissolve and resolve and transform right back to source. It's like the sun is burning them up. And then this energy, just let it sink down through your feet. And if you can, place your feet on the floor. Visualize this energy going down into center earth. So Mother Earth, Eden, Eve, Mother Eve, Garden of Eden is really here. She's feeding us. She's giving us Okay. So just feel like the center of the earth, much like the galaxy. Just feel this and notice this Garden of Eden around you, completely supporting you. And accept what support that you can. And this energy, let it feed into you. And like a helium balloon, this energy is going to float your awareness right back up through your feet, through your pelvic bowl, into your heart. And at your heart, visualize a platform as if you're standing on it. And in front of you, it's a beautiful collage of all the things that you've dreamed of, all of the places that you've been and done, all of the blessings in your life. Just take a moment and feel this gratitude grow within you. Because gratitude is really the emotion of complete healing. So letting it infuse your body. And as it does, a door opens, and you'll walk into what I call your sacred room. And every element of the Garden of Eden, of Earth, is in this room. As is your soul, your higher self, your clarity and your intuition. And here is a beautiful chair. I want you to just visualize yourself going and just resting in this chair, maybe even on the lap of the divine. And from this place, feel yourself as a magnet. And we tend to have ourselves scattered all over the place, especially in today's society where stress overrules our bodies and our minds. And you might have your strings tied in the past and thinking about the past and overcoming the past and things you're upset about or angry about or frustrated with or happy with or whatever, good, bad emotions, both. Or things that are happening right now, like Facebook, your to-do list, or ideas you have for the future. And for this moment, I would like you to just take your hands and just fan them up in front of you and just ask all of these strings, all these distractions to just dissolve and have all of your energy for healing power to come back to you now. And with blessing, release all of this. You can always reattach and come back to them. You're not going to forget anything. But for now, bring your awareness completely and totally into this present moment. And at this time, I would like to ask you for permission for Krista and I to really plug into your energy and hold the sacred space as your witness for deep and immediate transformation in your life, body, mind, and soul. And you can say yes or no. Either is okay. Either is fine. Maybe different days you'll have different instincts. Follow your intuition. Trust yourself. And all together, let's just inhale and bring awareness into this present moment, into what's happening in your physical body again. And inhale again, taking a breath, what's happening in your energetic body on a soul level. You're all here connected in this sacred space, this sacred room where you're safe to feel and be you. And the divinity of perfect health, the divinity of close encounters with your spirit and your soul, maybe integration. And a deep breath giving thanks for this source that is literally purifying and dissolving and transforming and really resolving everything that we're going to work on today. And as we already have, just flash burning it back into love and light. So it can no longer hurt, but it can be fully aware and recognized. And then from this space, I'd like to just expand your energy, your awareness out beyond your body. And if you can, expand it out beyond your room, out beyond your home or with the place, the building you're in, the space you're in, out beyond your state. Just go as far as you can. I'm going to keep leading you out. We're going to hold the space out for you. So if you stop before us, it's okay. Out beyond your continent, out beyond hemisphere, out beyond the earth, out beyond the moon, out beyond, beyond, beyond. So you touch that center or center of source, that seed of that's ever expanding. And now we're going to start doing some transformational work directly related to the liver, to anger, to rage. So anywhere that your body is holding on to anger and rage that was already expressed, acknowledged, and is still just eating you up inside. So ask this to release, to dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy power of grace immediately. And for understanding and compassion and love to fill in its space. Anywhere that you're still holding on to old resentments and fear, we ask this to dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy power of grace. For anywhere that you're holding on to guilt and shame, we ask this to dissolve, resolve, and transform immediately through the power of grace. So, Kristen and Johnny, at this time, if you get any intuitions, any hits, or anyone else on the line, if you get any hits or intuitions of emotions, habits, old belief patterns that you feel need to be voiced and cleared at this time, I want to invite you to participate fully in this portion of this call.
Okay.
For the listener, if you have anything that's coming up, like if your mind, if you see a voice or a picture, just invite this practice, this energy, this power of dissolving, resolving, and transforming this through the holy power of grace immediately. And invite love, compassion, gratitude, ease, and calm into your life, really infusing it directly into your liver center. And visualizing little bursts of sunburst through your liver or any place else in your body that might be holding this. So anywhere physical in your body that you're holding this resentment, this guilt, dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy power of grace immediately. Anywhere where you're holding on to old angry beliefs or old patterns that your parents held or taught you, or you saw other people that they taught you or society has taught you that you need to fight for what you believe in, all that is dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy power of Jesus. Grace, my relationship with Source is through Jesus. So as I get deep into this, you might hear me just call his name. Just invite yourself to really call on whatever holy power that is for you. Anywhere where you haven't invited or accepted love in your life out of fear or resentment or old patterns of being hurt and you're still holding on to that, dissolve, resolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace immediately. I want you to just invite yourself to deeply breathe into that core power, into your toes, into your feet. Just surrender into this practice. All you have to say is yes and accepting. Everything else, grace is doing the work for you. There is no work. Anywhere where you're attached to doing your own work and not having anybody help you do it or having to do it all by yourself, dissolve, resolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace immediately at this instant. anywhere where you don't believe that things can heal instantaneously or in miracles, anywhere that is on all levels, layers, and depths of your being, all that is, dissolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace. That's okay. The mind is going to run programming and old programming. Like, you can choose to latch onto it or let it go. And just keep saying yes, and it will work. Anywhere where your liver is scared to let go, scared to hurt any other organs or any other part of your body, and the backlash of that, anywhere that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace. Any part of you that's not willing to go and, like, throw glass at a brick wall and sweep it all up or hit your pillow or act out in rage because you're scared of blowing up and finding a powerful way to do that, all that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace. Any part of you that feels guilty or ashamed of taking out your anger and rage on others when it was inappropriate and you don't know how to stop, any and everything that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace.
One thing, Antika, that I'm sensing is, and perhaps you can put it into the right words, is this tendency to have the belief that, like, I have to have my guard up and I have to have this front to stay strong. And in the process of holding that front, you're really blocking love and healing from coming in. I'm picking up a little bit of that.
Yeah, so all that is, all of that front, that hard exterior, that fear of being soft, that fear of accepting this love, all that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform it through the holy power of grace immediately and show new possibilities. So anything that's blocking you from knowing, sensing, and trusting new possibilities and new ways of you being and acting at this present moment in time, anything that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform that through the holy power of grace. Anything that's blocking you from knowing how to be happy and learning new ways to be happy and finding the right materials and teachers and programs to really embrace your own birthright to be happy, all that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy power of grace immediately on all levels, layers, and depths of your being, all time, space, and dimensions.
New challenges was up for me.
So new challenges. Anywhere that you're scared of new challenges or scared that you're going to have to face new challenges by forcing yourself through them again, we just ask for you to be open to new, loving, light, and easy, ease-filled ways of living into this new divinity that is you. And anything blocking this, dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy name Jesus Christ and grace. Any part of you that feels like they're still holding on, that you just have to hold on to life, hold on, just any that is, feeling like you have to hold on for dear life, all that is, dissolve, resolve, and transform through the Holy Spirit, through grace, immediately. Any pain in your liver, any pain in your guts, any pain in your body that you're scared to look at, dissolve, resolve, and transform that fear into openness, willingness, and acknowledgement. For this pain is really a gift for you to just deal with what needs to be dealt with and acknowledge yourself and your life and your experiences so you can evolve and enlighten and live more as your perfect health, your divinity. And all that's blocking you from this realization, dissolve, resolve, and transform this immediately through the Holy Spirit and grace. Anywhere where you're walking on pins and needles, dissolve, resolve, and transform this through the Holy Spirit and grace. And anywhere where you don't know, you just don't know, I want you to be open to having new things, new awareness, new openness, new ways of loving and honoring yourself really become present and aware in your life immediately, right now. And anything blocking this from being your truth in this very moment, dissolve, resolve, and transform through the holy name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, grace. And with that, let's just take three deep breaths together. One, just integrating this and accepting this into your body. Just say yes, 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 yes. One, for your emotional state and your emotions, your energetic behaviors and what you're calling into your life and experiencing. And your soul, yes, 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 yes. And one, just giving thanks and gratitude, letting this grace, this consciousness, this source that all is love and forgiveness and bliss, just letting it really flash burn everything that we just transformed and feeling this new light, this new vibration as you expand out more and more and more in your own divinity. Bring the awareness back into your sacred room. It's gone into stories, back into your body, and feel where your energy is out in space now. Notice if you're beyond your room, if you were there, if you're beyond the sun, if you're beyond where you are now out in space. Acknowledge yourself for that expansion. And from here, Kristen and I are going to just take our energy, just resolving and solving and transforming that, releasing any ties that we have to this healing so you can fully, fully just embrace your own divinity, letting God resolve, dissolve, and transform any ties through it and expectations through it from us, letting that go. And from there, go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes if they were closed. And you don't have to leave this beautiful space. This space is your space to live in, to integrate into. Just feel this health, this wealth, and visit it as often as you like. And with that, Johnny and Kristen, thank you so much for allowing me to share this experience. And I really love you guys, and I feel so grateful and honored to be a witness and a catalyst and a conductor for your transformation. And I really hope that you join Johnny and Kristen and I at theartohappiness.com, where we're really, I mean, we've brought together more than 30 amazing speakers that have overcome their own challenges and struggles in our free 3-month telesummit. And it begins this week. So it begins February 14th. And all you have to do is go to the link that is provided here and just follow it, sign in, sign up, and we'll send you your private your private page, where you'll get to hear everybody's transformation, which will fill you with hope and possibility. And when you're filled with hope and possibility, all things are possible. That's where the miracles really begin to happen. And I want to invite you to just embrace that. And then, Kristen, do you have anything to add? And Johnny, do you have anything to add?
You know, I don't. I'm feeling so complete. It's just been beautiful. So that's all that I have to say in this moment.
Well, my spaces that were empty are now full, and that's a wonderful feeling because I was feeling lacking before. Now I feel whole. So thank you.
You are absolutely one so awesome. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I will get this up right away and up on the site on johnnydeliriousarchives.com, and I'll send out to everybody, and I appreciate so much Kristen and Antika for you sharing. And I'd love to have you back on the Delirious Cure.
Well, I would love to be back again.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.